All right. Yeah, if you haven't seen The Greatest Christmas Pageant Ever, again, I'm throwing the plug there. Watch it. But I promise you this much, you will most likely have your heart checked on some of your own attitudes about Christmas, about the way we get as religious people. We all do it. What are they doing here? I would praise God if we had the opportunity. And we do. Believe it or not, we get the opportunity and people, I don't like them. I don't care if you don't like them or not. Half the time, I don't like you. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? No. We look at people, we don't see what God sees. We look at people and we see the outside. So we forget to give God thanks for them. Which brings us to today's message. I give thanks. When Jesus was preaching on the earth, he told a parable of a man who went out sowing seed. He talked about the ground, the different stages of the ground, and how the seed sprang up in some places and how it was choked out by weeds in others. He said that seed is the word of God. The very word that we're supposed to be using to stand. It's the word we have authority in. It's the word that we live by. And it's the word that started our lives. We received a word. Somebody told us about Jesus. Whether we were little or whether we were older. And sometimes the ones that bother me are the ones that will not let go until they have harvested that seed. Jesus kind of went against that when he said, you know, one plants the seed. He said he planted the seed and then it rained and sun and all this and it grew. Paul even said, I plant, Paulus watered. But we continue to plant the word. You come here today, this is a planting. This is the word of God into your life. If you take it out of here and you're not changed, again, it's not my fault. It's yours. Your responsibility to take the word of God and change it in your life. You're supposed to be the one applying it to your life. If I tell you that don't go out and be having affairs and running around on your wife or your husband, and you go out and you keep doing it, don't blame me because your marriage fell apart. I had one person actually, their marriage was falling apart, and her sister told her, said, well, you need to talk to Pastor Art. I'm not talking to him. You want to know why? Because I was going to tell her the word. She didn't want to hear the word because that's exactly what she said. I know what he's going to tell me. So she went to another church. Oy vey. But I think she ran into somebody else who taught the word because her and her husband, at least at that point, reconciled. And they started talking. And by the way, husbands, wives, the best therapy you can get is for you two to talk. See, when I marry people, I'm standing up here. Do you? Yes. Father, bless this. There's not a therapist in the middle. If you aren't talking to the other person, you're the problems. Talk. I don't care how hard it gets. We've had some hard talks. A lot of times, our generation just didn't do that. Your generation needed to do that. You need to speak. Hold it all up. Why do you think in the 40s we had men volunteering to go kill? They were never allowed to express their anger. And if they did, they took it physically. And they wanted to protect their country. But when you don't speak to each other about what's bothering you, it builds up. And I'm sure there's a few more in here that are like me. I'm kind of a volcano. I just keep building and building and building and building. And boy, when that top blows, you can see it for miles. The devastation is massive. But if I had just talked before the pressure built, before 10 years of that build up, or, you know, we joke, but it 30, almost 35 years. How many other people do this? I know, I can tell by the heads that are shaking. You know, you understand. Or you just, well, I'm just going to keep it to myself. Yeah, how fun is that? You hate your wife, you hate your husband, you hate your job, you hate everything around you. You just wish Jesus had come back and kill you. Because you'd, one, let the devil take the word. I got off my actual thanks message. But you know, that's part of the problem. When I quit giving thanks for her, that's the problem. Okay, we get up in the morning, we bump heads. You know, she's been up for probably 2 hours before I get up. She's ready to talk. I'm not. I'm like, I haven't even taken a sip of the coffee yet. So I just sit there. I'm not comprehending a thing, but she's got to talk, and she talks. Sometimes I get it. But I have to be thankful for her. Because otherwise, if I'm not giving God thanks, God can't move in her life because I'm holding something against her. First off, men, you are the covering in your house. Now, you women that are here without your spouse, because they are unbelieving. If they're not here, they're unbelieving. We'll just put it that way. I don't care how religious they are. You are the spiritual covering. But when you're sitting here, men, and you're getting the word, you are the spiritual covering for your household. You're also the spiritual covering for your family. I mean, my son is his for his family, but I'm for the entire family. My father is not in a state where he can be that anymore. But I can pray. I can pray for my siblings. I can pray for my mother. I can pray for all of them. I can be that. And I have to start thanking God for them, or God's like, why you're supposed to be their intercessor. You're supposed to be the one covering for them. Just like Adam was supposed to be the covering for all mankind. Y'all have paid attention, haven't you, that nothing happened when Eve ate? It was when Adam ate it. That's when they became woke. If you ever wondered what woke looked like, that's what woke is. You now know sin. Problem is, today we embrace it. Anyhow. So we thank God. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 1, in verse 4, he says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He said, I always give thanks. I'm always thanking God for you. How many of you have read 1 and 2 Corinthians? I mean, there's a chapter called the love chapter. Yeah, it's a great chapter. Don't get me wrong. 13. Great. Great chapter, but he's also talking about sin. He talks about things. He said, you guys are doing things that the heathen don't do. Yeah, he had to correct them. But you know what? He said, I thank God for you whenever I think of you, and I pray for you daily. He told the Ephesians the same thing. We'll read that in a minute. I pray for you. I thank God for you. When you thank God, you're blessing them. See, that's the whole thing with when we say the blessing, right? That is the proper term for it. We say grace, grace and blessing. Yeah, it's all kind of interchangeable, but it is the blessing. We are giving thanks. The Bible says Jesus took the bread and he either gave thanks or it says he broke it and he blessed it. That is giving thanks. By the way, when you give thanks, all the stuff that we've been taught in the last 20 years, you got to cast out the poisons, the demons, whatever might be in your food. God's not changing the Cheeto to make it a carrot for you. So if they're bothering you, quit eating the Cheetos. But the reality is, when you thank God, you're blessing it. He's already doing it. The Bible says you will drink something poisonous, it won't kill you. You may eat something harmful, it won't hurt you. You may get bit by a snake, it won't harm you. Not, hey, Pentecostals, go get a box of rattlesnakes and dance around like morons. They're gonna bite you. But remind me later, I wanna know who. Because they heard that. That was the message they heard. And we handle rattlesnakes. We play with snakes. Man, I've killed more than I've ever touched. But anyhow, so we got that message going around. Then we got people that think, well, if you don't speak life into your food, what are you eating? Okay, yeah, with all this processed stuff, I get it. Quit eating all the processed foods. Go buy some carrots. Go buy some celery. We sat down last night and had a big old bag of celery and a bag of carrots because we made a bunch for Thanksgiving that didn't get eaten, which is better for my gut and my waistline. The fact that I can see my toes, it's a good thing. But when you thank God, when you thank God for your family, your children, your wayward children, start thanking God for them. That's blessing them, and God can move into their lives. Quit getting frustrated at them. Your job is done. You planted the seed. Let God give the increase. We try. That's why I have a problem, like I said, with people that I'm going to preach to you right now, Jesus Christ. Are you going to accept him? Not yet. I need to think about this. Well, if you don't accept him now, you might die. Why are we using fear tactics? Why would we use fear tactics? We just dug that seed up. Because that's not in love. It was in fear. People have done that. Oh, this might happen. Yeah, and a 747 might fall out of the sky and we all go to heaven today. Why are you worried about anything? Bad can always happen. You get tripped up and you fall. You cut down a tree and the one behind you tries to kill you. Figure it out. Bad stuff happens. Start thanking God for your children. Start thanking God for those people, the person at work that just irritates you to no end. Start thanking God for them. One, they probably got a job you don't want. They probably got a job they don't want. That's why they're so irritating. But you start thanking God for them, you're blessing them. And God can now move in their lives. Why? Because of the word that's sown. Word that is sown here today, you take in. Right? You're taking that word in. If you go out here and unchanged, that's why. Oh, Pastor, I just didn't get all that. That's just a little bit of fluffery. Read Corinthians. Read the Bible. My goodness, they jumped all over the place. I'm just following some good teachers. Paul wasn't even good in public. He even said it himself. He said, I didn't come to you with great speech and moving words. But boy, he could write a letter. So he wrote the letters so that we could see it and we could apply this stuff to our lives. Give God thanks because of the grace, because of the revelation, the wisdom that God's giving you. Like I said, Trisha may get a revelation one day. Sherry got it 10 years ago. Or Sherry hasn't got it yet and she got it 10 weeks away. Just how it works. The revelation doesn't hit everybody at one time. Because sometimes in their life, that's not the important thing. I'd heard about forgiving my enemies, loving my enemies, Took me years to actually forgive. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a road that you have to stay on, and you have to be careful not to slip off. Because then you're like, especially after you've been taught, your job is to kill. And when that's what you've been taught to do, how do you kill somebody you love? This young man that killed his parents in Crestline. How? That's your mom and dad. He allowed something to take over. And that's why I've taught you about the military. You can't, everybody, well, they're just so racist, they call them names. They call them names to dehumanize them. And by the way, half the names they call is what they call themselves. But we just speak it in a different way because we can't do it. Something has to take place where we can't love what we just took the life from. And if you are thanking God for somebody, you're speaking life into them. You're speaking love, and God's love can work in them now. See if it'll let me just go back. One. Look up Ephesians. I accidentally hit my thing earlier to get my notes up. And deleted them. Ephesians 1:15. Let's go read it from a. We're gonna go old school. If we really want to go old school, I'll go get a scroll. Yeah, she's even got this one marked in her Bible. Okay. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your faith and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. Ever since he first heard that people in Ephesus, as you were, started believing, he hasn't stopped thanking God. He hasn't stopped blessing them. These people come from areas that were not known for serving one God. They were not known. These are Gentiles, for the most part. These are people known for serving idols, for just being free with sex, drugs, whatever. They served self. He said, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Now, we want knowledge, but we want knowledge of the wrong things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this other stuff will come to you, to and include knowledge. Well, I want wisdom. Well, so what do? We go find us a guru to sit under, and oh, teach me wisdom, master. Well, all he's going to teach you is what Solomon taught and what somebody else taught, because there's nothing new under the sun. We seem to forget that. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. That's what I want you to know, is God's awesome power. How awesome it is and how gentle it is. Last week was a phenomenal week for the weather. If you missed any of the pictures and videos, man, Lake Erie dried up for a part. It's called a seech. One guy in Port Clinton said, I think I can walk to Kelly's Island. You know, I kind of question that myself. I'm like, I've seen some of the boats going through there. That's a lot of water to move. But it was also still several hundred yards out when they're usually standing in knee-deep water right there. Or the awesome power of Lake Superior this past week. One, it's deep. Two, it's massive. It's like the ocean. When those waves kick up, the Fitzgerald didn't stand a chance. It looked like the ocean was slamming through some of the videos I've seen. And it's so big that all the other Great Lakes will fit inside it, plus three. That's how big it is. That's God's power too. But you know what also is still God's power? The slight hum of the hummingbird's wings as it moves. He can be in the fire. He can be in the earthquake. He can be in the wind. He can be in the still small voice. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the place of honor at God's right hand in heavenly realms. When we start thanking God truthfully, you want to see America be blessed? Start thanking God for it. Quit cursing it. Amen. We're not called to curse our country, our people. We're supposed to thank God for them. Only a moron curses his own family. Well, they're not my family. They aren't in my life. It ain't. We're all one country. E pluribus unum, right? What happened to that? Out of many, one. Oh, well, I'm of this faith. I'm of that. I believe this doctrine. I don't care. Paul even spoke against that. He said it's sin. Well, I'm of the Church of Christ. I'm of the Baptist. I'm of the Pentecostal. I'm of the Free Will Baptist. Who really cares? First off, I do believe we are free will people. Why anybody would teach otherwise? Well, no, we're predestined. That was a bad choice of words. In English words. Because it doesn't mean we were predestined. We had no choice. I had a choice the night God said, take it. And if I had stuck with no, I wouldn't be where I am today. I would probably be dead. And just put it flat out to you. You disobey God long enough, when he speaks to you, you end up getting killed because you're now in the enemy's territory. That's all there is to it. But by learning to start thanking God, forgiving people for starters, but we start thanking God for our brothers and our sisters. I don't care you don't agree with the preacher on TV. There's a lot of them I don't. I quit listening to many of them. But there's a few that really speak into my life. I thank God for them. I thank God for people like Joyce Meyer preaching some truth. Well, she's a woman, and Paul says, Paul said, I don't let women teach. One time they didn't let women teach you in school. I remember my first male teacher, fifth grade, Mr. Place. What? And I needed him. But I also needed my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Hamilton, a godly woman. But you see, we all are one. Paul's the one that said in Christ there's neither male nor female in Christ. Now we know in physical there's male and female, even though we're trying to blur that today. But we forgot to be thankful. Well, this country's just going to hell in a handbasket. Yeah, because you won't say thank you, Lord. God bless America means God, we thank you for America. Well, there's nothing, but we took land from them. They were going to kill each other for it anyhow. Let's be honest. They weren't a bunch of peace-loving hippies sitting around singing kumbaya. They had war parties. They raided each other's camps. They were presented with the gospel. I don't agree with how the church handled some of that. You don't accept Jesus, we kill you. Wrong-o. That was wrong. But I didn't do it. Okay? I didn't do that. But if it were not for the United States of America rising up, the gospel of Jesus Christ would have been harder fought getting around the world. Because we have one thing. The Church of England made sure that you either worshiped the church or they persecuted and prosecuted you. Religion's a powerful thing. Well, separation of church and state, it's not there. You know, it says, government, leave them alone. If Pat raises his hands in praise and worship, praise God, brother. I know how it feels, how God moves. But if he chooses to keep his hands down, I get that too. But yet, I've been in churches. Well, if you don't raise your hands, if you ain't running around dancing, you ain't worshiping and rejoicing. You can ask my wife, I'll get to messing around and screwing up and doing all kinds of stupid things. Usually when I'm tired or been cooped up too long. But for the most part, I'm pretty even keel on how I react. I didn't jump around. You know, she's like, I'm waiting till our firstborn. I want to see you cry. Did I cry?
No.
But did it change my love? No. I was so proud. That's my boy. That's my baby. Well, everybody wants to see my baby. That's my baby. Just because I didn't act like some other fathers may, doesn't mean I loved that baby any less. As a matter of fact, I might have loved him a little bit more. You don't know. Because I will tell you one thing, if you'd have done anything to harm him, I would have separated your life from your soul. I'd have done something that's very difficult. Because that's how much I love them. By the way, God loves you the same way. He loves you the exact same way. And when sin entered into the world, when Adam let go of the control and the authority, it broke God's heart. We've speculated for many, many years about no more tears in heaven. He'll dry every eye. Sometimes I think the one that'll be dried up permanently is God's. Because he sees what we do to each other in his name. We crucify each other. Well, they don't believe the same way. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven? Yes. Well, then that's all I care. I've heard people preach against Seventh-day Adventists. They're a cult. They're a cult. They worship on Saturday. Well, kind of. Yeah, they're technically kind of right. That is the Sabbath. Do I agree that we have to? No. I like Sunday. Give him the first day. Because the Sabbath, guess what? The Sabbath is for me. It's my day. It's my day to recreate my body, to take a break from my normal work. That's what you're supposed to do on a Sabbath. Not find other work, which we always do. I got wood to split. I got a roof to put on. But it's not your normal work, so your mind gets refreshed as well. Start thanking God for the things in your life. You don't like your job, start thanking God for it. Start blessing it. You're working. Man, I don't know. I think I just want to be one of those people that just gets them government checks. Them government checks are going to get cut off soon. Get a job. Work. First off, it's good for a man and even a woman to work. I'm not going to separate the two. Women have always worked. That was a lie that religion taught. Well, brother, you can't. Please go back and reread Proverbs 31. Please. For the love of God and all that is holy, read Proverbs 31 and tell me what you think about that woman who considers a piece of property. And she negotiates a price. And she goes and buys it. What does she sound like? She sounds like a developer to me. Someone who's thinking business. Well, women can't think that. Want to bet? Men and women are equipped different. Absolutely, positively. You know, there's jobs in the military. Well, woman, anything a man can do, a woman can do. Well, yeah, thank you, ladies. Those were all women. No, you can't. Sorry. The Secretary of War himself said, we will be bringing combat minimum requirements to the male role. The Marine Corps was the very last one to ever have a woman become an 0311. Can anybody guess why? They refused to lower their standard. This has been in effect for years, but I think they still only have less than six who can actually go through the 30-day course. Because it's rough on you. Phil and I were talking about that this morning. I took a test to see about doing some calisthenics and stuff, and does your age of your body. I said, it put mine at 59. I ain't 59. And I said, well, that was the 4 years of ground pounding. It's hard on you. Be honest with you, I wouldn't want to be a grunt. You got to carry people, drag people, carry equipment, and motor T's the way to go. Throw it on the truck. That's what it was built for. Call in a helo. But see, we got people cursing our military. The military is why you're free today. The Constitution. Well, I just don't believe all that. You better reread the Constitution, please. Should we get everybody a copy of the Constitution? Every unit I checked in, you know what the first sergeant gave me? A copy of the Constitution. And I've got them somewhere. Gave me a copy of the United States Constitution. Why? Because people have no idea what it actually says. They don't know what they're fighting for. And by the way, the Second Amendment's not about hunting at all. Oh, yeah, it is. I don't care. And it's about keeping military-grade weapons, too. Please read the Constitution. If you don't like it, Europe is, let me get my bearings here, that's east. Europe is that way. China, keep going that way. You'll find it. You won't have any rights because first off, you're not Chinese. And second off, you're a Christian. But hey, I've digressed.